This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1854. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 30th, Afghanistan, Albania, Angola, Armenia, Biafra, Canada, Cuba, Denmark, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, India, Japan, Korea South, Madagascar, Mali, Mexico, Newfoundland, North America, Taiwan, Tajikistan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria is still hearing the reactivated external service of Radio Afghanistan on 6100. At 15:30 to 17 UT, first in English, then in Urdu, and in Arabic. And it seems they continue past 17 in Arabic or some unknown language, but that's when co-channel interference starts from, what else, China Radio International in English. Furthermore, during the previous sesquihour, there is heavy adjacent channel interference from other Chinese broadcasts, 5 kHz above and below. Angola's only remaining shortwave frequency is 4949.73, but even that was missing November 24th and 25th, when I checked for it in the midnight and 04 UT hours. Nothing there, although all I can ordinarily hear is a barely audible carrier. So, is another shortwave broadcast country gone for good? Fortunately not. Torsten Hallmann in Germany, who keeps a close ear on African developments, sub-Sahara, says he had been noted it missing for a few evenings, but it was back on subsequently. He was hearing it again on the European evening of November 25th at 18 UT, and also being heard by Bruce in New York using a remote in South Africa, and in South Africa itself by Bill Bingham between 2050 and 2130. Also by Art Delabere in Maryland, and who along with Ron Howard in California measured the frequency out to two decimal places, as I cited. Ron Howard monitored it further, and even heard some audio in California around 05 UT, November 27th. Using a remote receiver in Brazil, Andy Robbins in Michigan says, the transmitter appeared to be more or less fully modulated for a change. Nice, because the music they had on was fun. Finally, Ron Howard says November 30th UT was one of their best days between 0207 and 0413. News, pop songs, and indigenous chanting, many clear IDs, providing several hours of enjoyable listening and a decent level of reception. As we've reported before, the Radio Biafra clandestine broadcast via Bulgaria at 18 to 21 UT on 15325 has had a lot of problems, often dead air or no air at all during significant portions of those 3 hours. But then, on November 28th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing the same frequency at a much earlier time with Radio Biafra, 1500 UT. Could it be another three-hour broadcast or shifted 3 hours earlier? Well, it was not heard after 1600, and it turns out, according to their website, found via Mike Baraklov, they say they have added a one-hour broadcast at 15 to 16 UT, effective December 1st. So they must have been just testing in the few days before then. Also on 15325. Not sure if it's still from the same transmitter site. The website is part of www.ipob.org, and this gives us an opportunity to find out a little bit more about what is behind this broadcast. They say, we enjoin Biafrans and lovers of freedom all over the world to tune in and participate in the world-cherished Radio Biafra, where truth is sacrosanct. Your listenership and total participation is needed as we soldier on to the freedom of the oppressed people of Biafra. It's a challenge to humanity, a nation that calls for justice and human rights. And it concludes, there is genocide going on in Biafra, and humanity deserves the truth. Tune in and feel the power of truth. The reactivated 940 frequency in Montreal, originally CBM, is now being heard regularly as CFNV. Paul S. in Connecticut was reporting at UT November 28th with IDs around midnight 57 and wondering if anyone else was hearing it. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts says yes, coming in at very good levels pretty much all day. And Paul S. replies, sounded very much like a broadcast as opposed to testing, about every 15 minutes an ID. It's out of reach here due to interference, but morning and evening comes in with still some interference from WINE in Brookfield, Danbury, Connecticut. And going back even pre-CBC and CBM, he says, good to hear the former XWA again. And some news about CBC itself. Vince in Ottawa sends something from the CBC News website. Headline, CBC Radio-Canada asks for $400 megadollars in increased government funding to go ad-free. I assume that mainly refers to television. And yet another via Gerald Pollard in North Carolina. Maison de Radio-Canada sold. The broadcaster is moving next door. You may recall for some time that building, which many of us have visited, such as for a DX convention in Montreal, has been just too big for the needs of CBC since it's been downsized. So this story says, an internal memo says, the board of directors has approved a proposal for a new broadcast center to be constructed at the corner of René Lévesque Boulevard East and Papineau Avenue. That would be the eastern parking lot of the existing Radio-Canada property. The development company has purchased the existing building in the western parking lot. In a release issued last spring, the BOD said it was considering four bids for its sale. The old building has 23 stories, and there's been talk of moving out for about a decade. It was built in 1973. Ordinarily, there are two CBC shortwave stations left, both low power, one on each coast, St. John's and Vancouver, 6160, a few hertz apart, and capable of interfering with each other. But now one of them is gone, at least temporarily, CKZU in Vancouver, not being heard by Walt Salmoneve in nearby Victoria. And Colin Newell, also in Victoria, says it has been gone for 6 or 7 days as of November 27th. They've had power supply and modulation issues. When I checked at 0634 November 28th, I could not hear a carrier from either one. However, Philip Hiscock, who lives nearby to CKZN in Newfoundland, says they have not been noticed missing, so it may be just a matter of propagation. Anyhow, for now, if you hear CBC on 6160, you may not have interference from the other CBC station. The death of Fidel Castro no doubt led many to tune in more than usual to shortwave broadcasts from Cuba. But I did not go out of my way, although it was an historic occasion, since Radio Havana Cuba was all about the personality cult of Fidel all the time anyway. Enough is enough. I do, however, continue to log lots of anomalies in Cuban broadcasting, which might be considered a legacy of Fidel. Here's one of particular interest from the WTFDA Google group from Dexter McIntyre, W4DEX. For anyone with a 10-meter receiver, I've discovered a propagation indicator from Cuba, a third harmonic on 29605 from Bejucal, their 9535 transmitter. The 10-meter harmonic peaked S9 for a while, between 01 and 02 UT here in North Carolina for a couple of nights as of November 24th. Yes, there have been sporadic e-openings, surprisingly, in late November, very much normally off-season. The Danish Shortwave Club International is closing down at the end of this year. since the active members are aging and there's really no new blood to take it over. Celebrating the occasion, or I should say commemorating, are some broadcasts recorded at their final general meeting in October. Here's the schedule via SLBC Sri Lanka, Saturday, December 3rd at 19:30 to 20:30 on 9715 to Europe, and Sunday, December 4th at 10 to 11 on 11730 to Japan, Asia, and Australia. The two half-hour broadcasts are separately airing on WRMI on consecutive weeks in 30-minute segments. It'll be the same time from one week to the next, December 3rd to 5th, and following weekend, December 10th to 12th. Here are those times and frequencies: at Saturday at 23 on 5850, 23:30 on 11580, Sunday, December 4th at 20:30 on 11580, and 2300 on 5850, and UT Monday at 0230 on 9955. Furthermore, there is another broadcast via Armenia, Saturday, December 17th at 20 to 21 on 6145. Program 2 of Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea keeps changing frequencies. As of November 27th at 1411, it was on 7175, but on any occasion it could be on 7180 or 7185, so check all three anytime you might want to hear them. Program 1 is on a split frequency, but it does not vary or change, or at least not more than a few hertz. 7146.557 is where I measured it. They were both coming in weekly by long path, November 27th around 1412. There are lots of clandestines for Eritrea and Ethiopia. I can hardly take time to give you all the details, as those tend to change from one week to the next. But here is one, for example, from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Radio Front for Independence of Oromo, transmitted via France on Sundays at 1730 to 1758. It had a port-a-week signal for him, November 27th, on 17765. Ivo Ivanov also reports that on November 26th and 27th, Deutscher Wetterdienst was back again on shortwave 6180, a 10-kilowatt transmitter. They have broadcast starting at 06, 12, and 20 UT in reduced carrier upper sideband, supposedly for half an hour, but the 06 lasted only 15 minutes and the others 21 minutes before it went to dead air. Furthermore, 6180 is colliding with Brazil, at least for the evening and morning broadcasts in Europe, while the 1200 UT broadcast is co-channeled to something from China or Taiwan. Last week I mentioned a special broadcast for North America in English of Menschen und Geschichten, or People and Stories, via Armenia, 0230 UT, Tuesday, November 29th, on 7250, and put it out, they really shouldn't be broadcasting in the North American ham band, and as a matter of fact, they changed the frequency, but too late for us to tell you on last week's program, to 7360. Unfortunately, it was only a just barely audible carrier when I tried to hear it, and not much better in other parts of North America. If you really want to hear it, Richard Langley recorded it from an earlier broadcast, the same program, and it might be found at archive.org or shortwavearchive.com. Via megahertz, kilohertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1854. Your contributions to support this non-commercial service, both on the air and on the web, are welcome by U.S. dollar check or money order on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. A few minutes ago, I mentioned the special broadcast of the Danish Shortwave Club International would be broadcast via Armenia on December 17th, but now under Germany non. Info from shortwave service itself via Wolfgang Büschel says December 3rd instead, That's Saturday at 20 to 21 UT on 6145. If you hear our broadcaster on 4896, chances are very good it's All India Radio Curcio, which occasionally jumps up 1 kilohertz from its nominal 4895. That was the case November 29th when Ron Howard in California was hearing it at 1308. And in fact, on the next day, November 30th, Wolfgang Büschel said it was back on 4895, or rather 5 hertz below there at 1320. Ivo Ivanov says All India Radio External Service has made a number of changes, canceling quite a few broadcasts or changing frequencies for others in a number of languages. Here are the ones concerning English. 1130 to 1140 on 9950 instead of 9940. 1135 to 1140, 11620. And 17510 have been canceled. And at 1745 to 1945, 11580 is off the air. That's good news, I suppose, for WRMI. And at 2245 to midnight 45, 6045 replaces 11710, and 9445 replaces 13605. November 24th at 0431. I had pop music at S5 on 6115. Surely not Congo, but could it be Radio Nikkei 2 Japan already? Yes, because it was parallel to 9760. That's only 1:30 p.m. Japan time. Then I checked the Radio Nikkei 1 frequencies and was hearing them at the same level in parallel to each other, 6055 and 9595. They also have 2 frequencies on 75 meters. They were not audible yet, but they were just before 0500, starting to show carriers on 3945 and 3925. That's still before 2 p.m. in Japan. Sunset at the transmitter site Nagano would not be until 0734 UT, but this time of year it's plenty dusky along the Arctic Great Circle path to North America. Art Peterson was also hearing Japanese November 26th at 0545 on 6115 and could hardly believe it was really Japan. November 29th at 1408 on 7215, I was hearing world news with an American accent. VOA? No, it's KBS World Radio, South Korea, as they identified at 1413, providing a fair signal direct from South Korea, even though aimed at South Asia. Yet it was incomparably better than the so-called North American service on 15575, inaudible during the Korean hour and no doubt during the preceding hour in English. Hearing the two international broadcasters from Madagascar is easy, but how about the national station Radio Madagascar? Ron Howard in California was hearing a signal on 5011.77. November 23rd from 1519 to 1542. Presumed to be that station. He says it's been many years since I heard them. A variety of music. Language sounded correct, but it was too weak to catch an ID. This was nice gray line reception around his sunrise and their sunset. Torsten Hamann in Germany says, still seems to be the same transmitter with a typical pattern, quickly varying by some 20 or 30 hertz up and down, and slowly drifting around 5009 to 5013. But in a long-term perspective, the signal has significantly improved in the last few weeks. I don't think it's just for seasonal or propagational reasons, but increased power, better modulation, or maybe another antenna. Ron replies, on November 25th, I heard 5011.9 variable at 1514, and still at last check 1548. The frequency was drifting. Mostly just announcers. Could it possibly become a regular station once again? Wolfgang Büschel says, rather poor S4 signal around 2020, November 28th. Probably went off at 2034. Measured on 5011.952, but it was wandering speedily 10 to 20 hertz up and down and settled at 2030 on 5012.010. In the NASA flash sheet, George Hare in California reports a station 20 hertz below 15124, which could be China Radio International Mali Relay, November 25th at 1641, scheduled in Arabic on 15125. This has been reported before to be 1 kilohertz off, and Kai Ludwig in Germany also logged it November 28th, 15124, undermodulated, Arabic until wrapping up at 1657. The only carrier on 49 meters I can detect here around midday is slightly below 6185, which means it's Radio Educación in Mexico City. Supposedly not programming during the daytime, but they at least leave their carrier on. And this time of year, there is just enough propagation to make it audible here. The same offset slightly on the low side is noted in the evenings when they are easily heard. Furthermore, the GRA blog in Argentina forwards a story from Proceso.com in Mexico that Radio Educación is dedicated to continuing on the shortwave, even as it's adding some FM relay stations around the country, and furthermore is not interested in digitalizing its AM broadcast. It's on 1060. Last week, I reported that station YHWH had resumed pirate broadcasting on 7410, but would unlikely be on the same frequency at the same time again, judging from previous operations. Never mind that, because he was exactly 1 week later, during the same hour, on the same frequency, a signal not so good but clearly recognizable. That is, UT Thursday, November 24th at 0412 on 7410. Ron Howard in California has now heard him as well, but on a different frequency, 7335, November 25th, UT Friday, from 0322 until off at 0417. Ron heard a lot more of it and says, this is the person who was known as Joshua, with very unique religious programming and lecturing, presumed to be broadcasting from Southern California. However, Ron says he has removed the IDs used previously as radio station YHWH, so Ron is just referring to it now as a religious pirate. And he heard a previously recorded program once again, November 27th, back on 7410, from 0313 until 0420 sign-off. And Ron Howard says it's extremely rare to catch Fuxing Broadcasting Station Taiwan on 9774.0, heard November 29th from 1236 until off at 1300 in Chinese with some music, at times below threshold level audio, but still an open carrier. They're scheduled to go off at 1300. Their other frequency, 9410, is blocked by CNR5 from the mainland, so he was unable to confirm it was on in parallel. George Stein in Oregon was hearing a station on 4765.183 and was wondering if Tajikistan is that far off frequency. Wolfgang Büschel says they used to be precisely on frequency, but now checking November 27th at 1330 to 1430 via a remote receiver in Sri Lanka, there was a distorted wobbling audio signal on 4765.800 with various peaks, like there was radio teletype mixed in. Then via Sri Lanka, he was hearing it, a distorted wobbling noise all the way from 4765.1 to 4766.7 until off at 20 UT. Something must be technically wrong with this transmitter. He says, I guess they may be using an older Soviet-era transmitter as an alternate to their usual one on 4765. Torsten Hallmann in Germany says he heard an ID from Radio Tajikistan November 30th at 1750 on about 4765.0. 1907. In light of all this, Wolfgang Büschel says on November 30th, now in use on the 60-meter band, the alternate transmitter is approximately 68 to 69 hertz off frequency, and it's weaker than usual, maybe a 50-kilowatt unit. Now, as we approach the winter solstice, signals are propagating even to mid-America at midday on the 7 megahertz band. Before 19 UT, I was hearing 7445, a weak signal, but it's BBC World Service in English from Madagascar, which is aimed at West Africa, but we are beyond that much further. I also heard a carrier on 7360, which would be China Radio International via Albania. That's also aimed our way, far beyond France. Glad to note that WRMI has reactivated 7730 as of November 24th, which means World of Radio is again heard on that frequency, UT Tuesday at midnight 30. Because of interference in Europe from China on 7265 to our World of Radio broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio, Saturday at 1530 UT, they have decided to try a third broadcast on their other frequency, 9485. This was an experiment Sunday, November 27th at 1130 UT. Check that time subsequent Sundays in case it continues. I have noticed that the weekday Spanish broadcast of Cabehuache Los Angeles on 17775, supposedly signing off at 1900, sometimes stays on much later. November 29th, I was still hearing it at 2036. Their carrier wobbles slightly if you turn the BFO on, and when it's very strong, it splatters at least 12 kilohertz above and below. Shortly after 14 UT, November 24th, on NBC TV's coverage of Macy's Parade, I got to see Les Marshak introducing himself as the official announcer of the event. Unlike 99.99% of today's viewers, I remember him from WNYW Shortwave. He was host of DXing Worldwide from April 1968. You can read more about him in the history of WNYW at a page from the website stellamaris.no. Greg Hardison replies, indeed, I do remember him well from WNYW. Around the same time, he was also overnight on WABC 770, replete with its own echo chamber, after Cousin Brucey's nightly shift. I often hear a station off frequency below 7260 around sunrise, and Ron Howard in California, as usual, hears much more. 50 hertz below 7260 is Radio Vanuatu, November 28th at 1403 to 1518, announcers in vernacular, playing Pacific pop island songs, and country and western as well. Several clear Radio Vanuatu IDs, one of their better receptions. There was no interference from China, but some amateur QRM. His sunrise was at 1459, but not hearing anything on the other frequency, 3944.2. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active December 7th to 11th and 19th to 24th. With G1 minor storm levels likely, December 10th with A and K indices peaking at 20 and 5, and December 21st and 22nd peaking at 30 and 5. Solar fluctuating between 78 and 82 through December 24th. And that's World of Radio 1854. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.